this is Alan Dean with Vocal Refrain. You'll remember we began this series of tributes to the great singers of popular music in the days when With Vocal Refrain was sometimes the only acknowledgement a singer received on the record label. All of this changed with the advent of the first teenage idol, Frank Sinatra. And the singers took over from the big bands as the main attraction. We've sung and talked about a number of the great singers that came out of that era, but this week we'll feature the music of a man who was responsible for another sweeping change. His name, Bob Dylan. Think Twice, It's All Right. Composed and recorded by Bob Dylan in 1965. However, he was starting to make his impact before that. In 1961, when he was working the folk club circuit, a New York reviewer described him as resembling a cross between a choir boy and a beatnik with a mop of tousled hair and a Huckleberry Finn cap. His clothes may need a bit of tailoring, but when he plays, sings, and composes new songs faster than he can remember them, there's no doubt that he is bursting at the seams with talent. I doubt if that critic or many other people at that time had any idea of the impact that Bob Dylan would have on popular music. Prior to Bob Dylan, there were very few singer-songwriters, and even fewer songwriters who were daring enough to include social and political comment in their lyrics, as opposed to the proven formula of boy meets girl, etc., etc. Some exceptions to this rule were people like Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, and Josh White. And while they were successful in the folk and blues idiom, their songs were almost never heard by the public at large. Then along came Bob Dylan and changed it all with songs like The Times They Are A-Changin' and A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. However, not all of Bob Dylan's songs were protests against the establishment. He often wrote love songs which were in their own way distinctive for their simplicity and honesty, like I'll Be Your Baby Tonight. Dylan was born Robert Zimmerman in Duluth, Minnesota in 1941. He was a restless young man, not at home within the confines of formal education, and very soon chose to go his own way. It wasn't until 1959 that he landed his first job, which was in a Colorado strip joint. Naturally, that didn't last very long. Then in 1961, he went to New York and struck up a long friendship with the late Woody Guthrie, a man he had admired for so many years. And although there were 30 years separating them, they were united by a love of music and a common view towards the world. He quickly became identified with the growing civil rights movement, and together with Joan Baez, brought music of a new dimension to the growing restless element of youth in the world, which culminated in the incredible events at Woodstock in 1969, when, as Joni Mitchell puts it, the new generation was there, a half a million strong. Incredible state by Joni Mitchell about an equally incredible event, sung for us by our guest this week, Bobby Marchini. Thank you, Bobby, for a great performance. I really have enjoyed working with you through these past weeks. Through the 60s, Bob Dylan's influence on the music of an entire generation was incalculable. The emergence of the singer-songwriter was now complete. Until now, in the 70s, it's the rule rather than the exception, and songs of social comment are acceptable without question. Bob Dylan's songs were being recorded by other singers, such as Peter, Paul and Mary, Earl Ives, Joan Baez, Jimi Hendrix, The Byrds, and wait for it, even Lawrence Welk. Here's a song that was made popular by the English group Manfred Mann, The Mighty Quinn.
everybody's building the big ships and the boats. Some are building monuments, others jotting down notes. Everybody's in despair, every girl and boy. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come all without, come all within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come all without, come all within. To do just like the rest, like my sugar sweet, but jumping cues and making haste there ain't my cup of meat. Everybody's out there feeding the pigeons on a limb, but when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him. Come all without, come all within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty. Can recite them all. So tell me where it hurts and I'll tell you who to call. No one can get no sleep, someone's on everyone's toes. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come all without, come all within. You'll not see nothing like a mighty Quinn. Come all without, come on within.
Bob Dylan's The Mighty Quinn. In 1965, Bob Dylan created quite a furore amongst his followers when he introduced electric guitars into his music. It upset them to the point where he was actually booed during a concert that year in Newport, Rhode Island. But the new rock generation that was emerging understood what he was saying, and folk rock was born. Country music was always a strong influence in Bob Dylan's music, and this was borne out when Olivia Newton-John made a worldwide hit of If Not For You.
If not for you, oh babe, I couldn't find the door. I couldn't even see the floor. I'd be sad and blue if not for you. If not for you, oh babe, I'd lay awake all night, wait for the morning light to shine in through. Would not be new, oh, if not for you. If not for you, the sky would fall, rain would gather too. Without your love, I'd be nowhere at all. I'd be lost if not for you, and you know it's true. If not for you, well, the winter would have no spring. Couldn't hear the robin sing. I just wouldn't have a clue. Anyway, it wouldn't ring through. If not for you, if not. not for you. Yeah, not for you.
When compiling this program, we were faced with the inevitable problem of selecting a handful of songs out of all of the material available from this prolific writer. Well, we did feel that we should include one of his few non-lyric compositions. So here is Eric Jupp and the ABC Sydney Show Band with Bob Dylan's Wigwam. With a few na-na-na-na-nas from the Peter Flanagan Singers. Here now is another of Bob Dylan's sensitive love songs, Lay, Lady, Lay. Colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you'll see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across the big grass. Lay. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man. Out day, let me see you make him smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. For the world to begin, you can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay, lay across the big red bed. it for another week. Next week is the last in our series, and I've chosen the music of another young singer-songwriter, Gilbert O'Sullivan. Till then, on behalf of our guests Bobby Marchini, Peter Flanagan Singers, and Eric Jupp and the ABC Sydney Show Band, my operators Brendan Frost, Chris Crome, and Ron Minogue, this is Alan Dean saying thank you for listening and see you next week.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? Must a white dove say before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they thrill the band? The answer, my friend, is a blowing in the wind. The answer. And how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to